I'm Carrie Ray, a singer-songwriter living in Brown County, Indiana, and you've tuned in to the pilot segment of For a Song, a series designed to offer listeners this songwriter's take on the art and craft of songwriting. So let's start at the beginning. The process of songwriting begins long before there's a lyric, tune, or even seed of an idea in your pretty little head. The first step is finding what inspires you, your muse, let's say. And if you're new to the pursuit, yours is likely being held in a dark, windowless little room in the tower of your mind, guarded by an evil ogre named Self-Judgment. And she needs your creative self to rescue her. This ogre has a quiver full of poisoned arrows he's been shooting at you for years. And he has minions. Like that girl or boy you liked in the sixth grade, who told you that your poem was stupid. And the third grade teacher, who said to pay attention to the math lesson instead of making those silly drawings in your notebook. Oh, and let's not forget the well-meaning family member who had that talk with you about responsibility and the importance of getting a real job. Think about it. With a little focus, you can remember the exact moment you decided it was uncool to be an artist of any kind. So the hard truth comes when you realize that it was you who hired the ogre in the first place to keep your muse locked away so she wouldn't get you into trouble. Don't believe me? Ask the average 4-year-old if they are an artist, a dancer, or singer. Most will say yes to all of the above. Now ask the average teenager. At some point in time, the idea that performing, verbal, and visual creativity is a gift that we all possess and express in measure is replaced by a sort of creative class system, a hierarchy of creative haves and have-nots. Well, I'm here to tell you that's rubbish. One of the first and most valuable steps you can take to free your muse is to storm the tower and take out that ogre. Now, I'd love to tell you that I did so all at once, just ripped the Band-Aid off. But it wasn't that easy. See, I had been stifled by self-judgment most of my life. And there was still a part of me that was pulled by the reason I hired him in the first place. To keep me safe from myself. So I started by sneaking time with my muse when he wasn't looking. But like a new love affair, a little is never enough. And I became clear that he just had to go. I'd like to say I haven't seen him since, but he still comes around from time to time looking for work and needs to be reminded that his services are no longer necessary. Whatever your process, find ways to put self-judgment on vacation so that your creative self can have a play day with your muse. Like most things in life, it's simple, but not easy, and totally worth it. But be well advised, doing so can be the gateway drug to a fully expressed creative self. And once you cross that line, no pill of any color will take you back to before you knew you were an amazing, creative being. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website, carrieray.com. That's CARRAY.com. Thanks for listening.